Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History.
In today's episode, we will be discussing the success of emigrant Scots who travelled the world in the 1800s and 1900s. We will be considering the reasons that many Scots were successful in their new homes, but also looking at the evidence that shows that not all Scots enjoyed this new life. The Scots who emigrated to other parts of the British Empire often built new and successful lives for themselves, but on occasion this was not always the case. In terms of understanding why the Scots were successful, we will look at a variety of factors, including nationality, language, education, reputation, skills, setting up businesses, and the impact of other Scots. Scottish people being part of Britain gave them a huge advantage when they looked to build new lives overseas. The British government needed to build its empire and so often recruited workers directly from different parts of Britain. In fact, Britain's government would give help to Scots who wanted to travel elsewhere in the empire. This included paying for travel, subsidising the cost of buying land and offering training. All of this made it much easier for Scots to make the journey. There was also jobs available running the British Empire, and these were expected to be done by British people, again giving the Scots a significant advantage. This included acting as governors and working in civil service roles in places such as Australia and India, all of which helped Scots to get work abroad. The Scots speaking English also helped them succeed when they travelled. Many jobs in different overseas companies were run by British people, and so the ability to speak their language made it easier to get a job and also promotion, allowing them to improve their lives once overseas. The Scottish education system also helped migrant Scots to succeed. Many Scots had a higher level of standard, literacy and numeracy than even people from elsewhere in Britain. Again, this made the Scots attractive employees when firms looked to recruit. Scottish emigrants built a positive reputation for themselves. They were seen to be hard-working and also as careful with money. All of this made businesses more likely to hire Scottish workers, again making it easier for them to succeed. And many of the Scots who moved abroad also were very successful because of the skills that they took with them. Some of the Scots that sought to leave the country had worked here as farmers or in mines or had a variety of other skills, and there was other jobs available doing this overseas. There were other Scots who had worked in professional roles in Scotland, including lawyers and doctors. The need for such skilled workers across the empire made it easier for the Scots to get work and so succeed. Many other Scots had an advantage because of scientific knowledge, which allowed them to create new inventions, including the telephone. Other Scots were successful because of their work in setting up businesses. This made them very wealthy and it created jobs for others. Prominent examples of this include Andrew Carnegie's steel company in the United States of America and Robert McCracken's brewing company in Australia. The presence of existing Scottish communities in different countries around the world also helped the Scots to succeed. This meant that emigrant Scots could travel elsewhere where they knew people and could replicate their Scottish lives, including having religious worship along the lines of what they'd found in Scotland, and also Scottish traditional items such as music, dance and sport, including shinty. However, it's worth noting that not all emigrant Scots did find a better life in their new homes. Evidence such as diaries from Scottish settlers showed that many faced problems including unemployment, poverty and also loneliness due to often living in isolated areas or simply missing their homeland. Some of these Scots also described their problems in letters home to friends and family, and others even made the long journey back to Scotland, although many others could not afford to do so and so were stuck in unhappy lives overseas.